Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 4. Thank you for joining me on the journey. A year ago today, I started walking the Camino Francais, leaving Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port around 8 a.m. local time. But April 27, 2019 isn't when I believe my Camino began. Most conventional wisdom holds my Camino started when I left my house on April 25th to ride from Wauwatosa to Chicago to board a plane bound for Paris, France. But as I think about it, I believe my Camino actually commenced while I was aboard another plane. This one headed back to Chicago from Dublin, Ireland in early August 2011. I was scrolling through the in-flight movie options, and I came across the film The Way, produced by Emilio Estevez and starring his father, Martin Sheen. I was immediately taken in by the story of a grieving father named Tom, played by Sheen, who undertakes walking the Camino in honor of his son Daniel, who had died while crossing the Pyrenees. Along the way, Tom is joined by a few fellow pilgrims, each with their particular backstory and each with their own reasons for walking. The journey Tom takes is one of healing and transformation. By the end of the film, I had committed to walking the way one day myself, even though I had never heard of the Camino just a couple of hours before. I didn't know when I would walk it. I didn't know how all the pieces would come together. Heck, I didn't even know if I'd physically be able to do the trek. But in my heart of hearts, I began to pray, "In your time, Lord, in your time." As it happens, my path to Saint-Jean took plenty of twists and turns. The death of my dad in 2012. The ebbs and flows of life as a parish priest. Finally, getting serious about my physical fitness in 2016 by preparing for and making another pilgrimage of sorts, riding my bike for 7 days across Iowa in my first Ragbri. Shortly after that, I became a runner, and ultimately a person who runs half marathons. Then I rode my bike for a second trip across Iowa in 2018. After that, as I began to plan for sabbatical the following spring, I could think of only one thing: walking the way. Even now, a year removed from those first steps down the street in Saint-Jean, headed out towards the Pyrenees, I can still recall my excitement and disbelief that I was actually there. I was finally walking on the path I had been traveling towards for almost 8 years. I remember feeling so overwhelmed with gratitude, I had to fight back tears of joy. It was finally happening. No matter where they begin walking, lots of things have to go right for a pilgrim to arrive safely in Santiago. Everyone knows that. What I've come to realize in these last 12 months is lots of things have to go right for the pilgrim to even begin the trek. The twists and turns of the daily pilgrimage of our lives can catch us by surprise, fill us with joy, or pierce us with pain and grief. For all our attempts to prepare for the future, some things are beyond our individual control. Mostly, we ignore our own fragility and make plans as if we are indestructible and that our calendars are inviolate. The irony that I'm talking about the journey of a lifetime across an unfamiliar country with strangers who will become the dearest of friends, while I am simultaneously sheltering in place and limiting social contact with other people except those residing in my home, is not lost on me. Millions upon millions of us around the world are walking the uncharted path through a pandemic. We don't know what the next normal will look like, but we know there's no going back to the normal that was anytime soon, if at all. I don't know where our current path will lead, but I am strengthened in the awareness we are not alone on the journey. The same sort of faith and hope which has propelled generations upon generations of pilgrims as they walked the Camino can undergird and strengthen us as well. Certainly, there are twists and turns, and likely, sadly, more tragedies ahead. We will need to tread carefully and move forward resolutely. The further down the path we get, the more difficult, I suspect, the journey will be. In the meantime, I will be praying for perseverance, for the ability to give thanks for the slightest glimpses of grace, and for the opportunity to share a good word of encouragement and maybe even a laugh with my fellow pilgrims. For now, this will have to be enough. Wherever you are on your journey, here's the prayer that's been on my mind today as we walk together through these uncertain times. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with thy most gracious favor, and further us with thy continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in thee, we may glorify thy holy name, and finally by thy mercy obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.